Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IK Insights. It's nearly the end of July. I'm out in the fields with the springers. It's been really hot, and I just thought I'd record something again before holidays. The fields have just been cut, actually, and if you can hear me kicking the it's kind of the straw. I'm not sure they've got much of a harvest, actually, but everything's gone really, really dry, from those bright greens of spring to kind of these, it's all very golden at the moment, still very warm, and I think we've all got into a bit of a different rhythm. We've gone past the kind of the life of spring bursting into life, and everything just feels like full almost, kind of, you know, it's all the fields are all kind of cut dead with the straw. And over the last few weeks, I've been thinking a lot, either on client calls or working with some SMEs about space. Not the kind of rocket type space, but not empty space, but actually useful space. The kind that allows us to notice things that we couldn't see when life was moving too quickly. A bit like the seasons. So I'm conscious lots of people will be on holidays, heading off. And sometimes I think that's really exciting. But for others, it just means more logistics. And, you know, life simply kind of changes rhythm for a while, just for a little short burst of time. And I was just wondering, when was the last time that you had nothing demanding your attention? No notifications, no decisions, no expectations. You know, you have to be productive, but just enough space to kind of notice. That's my springer, by the way, running through what's left of the fields. Nature doesn't seem to be uncomfortable with space. And walking through a woodland, we often see kind of clear areas, or beside the river when, you know, the streams where there's slower pools before, like, the current gathers and goes faster again. And I don't even hear the skylarks. No, you can probably just hear that's Lola panting. Sorry, there are skylarks in the sky. And, the birds, they move really quickly, don't they? And then they're still, but nothing seems to be rushing all the time. So we often expect that of ourselves, I think, just to fill everything, every journey, every silence, as though somehow, if we don't, we seem like we're kind of falling behind. I don't really think that's how we're supposed to be. And I've been speaking to clients recently, and I've been reminded that some of the biggest insights don't often arrive just because we've worked harder. They arrive because we've actually stopped or just created enough space to hear them. Sometimes that clarity appears on a walk, and I've been doing a lot more kind of walking meetings recently, and everybody's really mad for it. It's great. And I've sat and I've had the opportunity to be kind of by water quite a lot as well. But even it can be just sometimes just watching a simple thing, like watching the wind move through the leaves. I don't think nature's like, well, it's kind of a bit of magic, but it doesn't solve the problems. But I do think it reminds us that we're part of something that doesn't always operate at this, like, sustained pace. And I think that's why I enjoy being outdoors so much. It just slows us down enough for us to kind of hear ourselves again. So I've been thinking of some questions to pose, not to answer immediately. Maybe just want to capture these. I'll do a worksheet again, and maybe it's just to answer in any kind of downtime you've got over the summer. But where in your life have you become so busy that you stopped noticing? And what are you constantly kind of filling up that perhaps doesn't actually need filling? I can hear a builder in the background. It's not a loud woodpecker, it's an actual builder. And another question. If you gave yourself one uninterrupted hour this summer, without a purpose, without trying to achieve anything, I'm just wondering what might become possible. Perhaps nothing would happen, but perhaps it might. Because sometimes I think what we need most isn't another answer. It can even be just to have the space for the right question to appear. And as I'm looking around today, I'm noticing that, you know, the trees are not trying to be something else. The stream isn't trying to flow faster. It's just responding to the season it's in. And maybe that's an invitation for us too. We often talk about seasons, and well, I do in some of my coaching sessions, but you know, what season am I in? Not a calendar season, like your own season. Do I need to push or recover? Create or reflect? Lead from the front, or just observe for a while? And the answers will be different for each of us, but I know we rarely discover it unless we create the space to ask. So as we're in the holidays, whether you're travelling somewhere new or walking locally or just sitting in your back garden, I hope you allow yourself a few moments outside, or make some time for some outside time, not with a destination and not with an objective, but just to sit and wonder and notice what you hear, what you see, and just notice if something changes when we stop trying to fill every moment. So yeah, I think the gift that we can give ourselves this summer isn't more time. It's just a bit of space. So I leave you with that thought. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Hopefully it's going to be a bit cooler now. And I'll share another reflection with you next month.